Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Welcome. Hi, everyone. It is super awesome day. I do hope I do not use any fillers. I am trying so hard in almost every recording and almost every broadcast I do, I try not to use the fillers because that is the one thing I need to avoid doing whenever I do speeches and interviews and all that such. It really frustrates that I do them because if you haven't noticed, I use those fillers a lot. Now, if you don't know what a filler is basically saying, and all those long silences and blank stares and all that. I'm like, no, I need to stop doing that. Because you can look at my older videos on my YouTube channel, The Esperanza 243. That's TheEsperanza 243. Yes, I did a self-plug. Anyways, if you look at my older videos on that channel, you'll notice that I use a lot of fillers, and I still do. Where'd it go? There it is. Okay. Sorry. I made these little things for a future video that I'm thinking of doing. And when I say music video, I actually looked it up because there's this one song that I super like. It actually helped me write a new book in one and a half weeks. And I mean, it's one of my favorite songs, and I actually looked it up, and the group, because you're not a band if you don't play an instrument, the group has not made a music video for it yet. So I hope I can remedy that soon. I'm super psyched. Oh my gosh. So if you're just now tuning in, welcome, welcome. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, and this is my show, Showtime Radio Time. Yeah, I probably could have named the show something different, but I figured, hey, why not? It's Showtime. It's Radio Time. It's Showtime Radio Time. Oh, wahoo! Anyways, again, if you're just tuning in, I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit. You're tuning in to a book reading. I am talking a little bit, though, because I've already done, like, a rehearse of it today, and it's actually a little bit short time reading. I think I need to add a page more or something for the future readings. Sorry, didn't mean to pause there. Mm-mm-mm. And for those little tiny silent moments, I am drinking water because I know my voice can get pretty dry pretty fast. At least when I'm talking this much. So I'm spacing today. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. It's because I've been watching TV and movies on my computer so freaking much. And yes, I am slamming my desk because I am so frustrated with myself. And I am actually trying to. Before I continue talking, I'm sorry. If you are tuning in, I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, and I do book readings and on Fridays, 5:30 p.m. Central. I do book readings of either books that I've written or books that I am passionate about as far as topics or just the series of it. Because there is this one book series that I really want to read to you guys, but I'm going to have to be like super patient with it because all the books in this series are over 200 pages, I believe. So it's going to take a while. So I'm going to take like a small little break between each book so that you guys don't have to be, you know, rushed with the whole series, you know. Anyways, Monday I also do this show on Mondays, 5:30 p.m. Central. Fridays, I do 5 p.m. Central. Mondays, I do, I play music, and I just talk about random topics. Of course, this year, I've been a little short on random topics, so I don't remember how I found out about it. Or no, I do remember how I found out about it. I was trying to find links on the internet for like different holidays that happen each day. And I was able to find one. It's called checkiday.com, checkiday.com. It's actually a really cool website. Instead of just picking random holidays, they actually are listing off all the different holidays that happen around the world, not just here in America, but all around the world. And they list it off each day of the year, which is really cool. So that's what I've been doing these past 2 months, I think. It's actually really fascinating because I had no idea there were so many holidays. Since I do those on Mondays, though, I can only tell you guys of the Monday holidays. But you can always check out the website, find out what holiday is going on which day, and if one of those holidays is actually something you're passionate about, you can actually support it either on your Facebook or just your community or anything. It's really cool. So let's see. Let's actually go ahead and get to the book, I suppose. I was going to talk about something, but I forgot what it was. Yep, I forgot what it was. Oh, no, I remember now. Jeez. Okay. I probably should just go ahead and get to talking about the book, though. But I do want to bring this up. I am trying to save money so I can get on vacation. A couple months ago, I found out that I finally earned enough work hours to get at least a week's worth of vacation pay, which is awesome. But I know that if I'm going to take that vacation pay, I need to plan out on where I need to go and how much money I'll need. So I am actually going to try to figure that out this weekend, hopefully, so I can figure out how much money I need to save and where I'm going to go and all that jazz. I think I've actually been debating on where I want to go. Because I know I can't go far considering I'm terrible at saving money. But I think where I would like to go is Iowa. Because I don't think I've ever actually been to Iowa before. And another reason why I want to go to Iowa is because I set one of my, a good portion of a particular book that I wrote in Iowa. And I need to figure out what that particular town that I used. I need to figure out what particular town I need to go to this particular town that I used in the book and figure out, you know, get some experience in that city, find out what it's like there, and make sure that I am accurate with the descriptions that I use. Because as much as I like to use fictional descriptions of different things, I like to make sure that the research that I'm using is authentic enough. So, or at least as authentic as I can be without plagiarizing, you know. And anyways, I think I need to go ahead and get to the book because, I did not do the math, did I? Let me do the math of something real quick. What was it? And let me add that. Okay, there we go. That's that, and that's this, that's that. Probably go ahead and talk about the book. Okay. Sip. Water. Okay, so if you have not been tuning in to the book reading these past, 2 weeks? Yeah, these past 2 weeks, then you're in for a loop. The book I wrote, this one is called The Royal Conspiracy. I actually really like that title. I don't intend to change it. I am actually going to go ahead and read the book description that I have in today's segment, and then I'm going to go ahead and talk about the book of what happened these past two sessions. Inspired by several Prince and Pauper films, this story tells of two smart women. The adopted heiress learned to survive. The princess had a fashion designer for a father figure. Though they led separate lives in different worlds, the two held so much in common. They would have grown their lives apart, but fate decreed they wouldn't. I actually really like that description. And I think I'm actually going to keep that. I've learned, though, that it's not a blurb. Because I actually entered a book this week in a contest. Oh, I should be talking about that. Well, too late. I got to start talking about this book. I'll probably create a radio segment this weekend about it. Next week. Yes, I will do that. Okay. No, I know what I'm going to do for Monday now. Okay. Anyways, so these past 2 weeks, The Royal Conspiracy, I pretty much introduced the two main characters, the heiress, which her name is Tanaski, and the princess, Moira Tandridotir. She is Icelandic. And I'm trying to remember the Icelandic accents that I've learned from one of the Nancy Drew games, and I'm sure the accents they used in the Nancy Drew games is not authentic. But I'm terrible at remembering accents from these games, so I'm just going to choose like some sort of English accent, I think. Anyways, the princess, she lives in a kingdom called Unur, and the heiress, she almost got caught by the fashion designer, in fact, and it turns out, wait, do I need to start reading? Almost, okay. Sorry. So the heiress almost got caught by the fashion designer while she was pickpocketing him. But he's actually seen Tanaski around the kingdom before, and he asked her to be a fitting model for him. And it's funny because later on that day, you know, her adopted father convinces her to take that job. And she does take that job, and the fashion designer realizes she looks just like the princess, like identical, except for a birthmark. And I actually have to go ahead and start reading. Where we ended was with Tanaski and the princess finally meeting. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading.
No offense is taken, and you are right. I will choose my favorite color. What will you decide?
I am going to ask Mr. Temison to make another one for me in teal. At that moment, Ravia came back with warm cider. She saw Mosey and then Tanaski. She gasped. The cup of cider slipped from her hand.
Goodness me! It's uncanny!
The two friends giggled.
Even the hair is the same.
Mosey looked at her new friend. Mosey is her nickname.
One of these days, you should visit the palace. It would be quite fun.
I agree. I'll be at Mr. Temison's. She rolled her eyes with a chuckle. With that, an idea formed in the princess's mind.
Let us be off, Your Highness.
Sorry, I forgot.
Let us be off, Your Highness.
Mosey reluctantly walked with her back to the palace. By the time they reached the market, the fruit shopkeeper calmed her neighbor and explained to him what really happened. He apologized. I almost forgot about that. The princess and Ravia stayed quiet during their return walk. They didn't know what to say. What was on their minds could not be spoken in public. When they arrived, Ravia put their cloaks away. Princess Moira headed to the throne room. She had hopes to pace around in its beauty. She was shocked to see her mother sitting in the queen's throne.
Mother, what are you doing in here?
I could ask you the same, she replied quietly.
It helps me calm down.
As it does for me, my Moira.
I heard you went for a surprise walk.
Where did you go?
I went around the market. I made a new friend.
I would like to meet this new friend.
We spoke briefly about you, in fact. She said her father could help you. He uses herbal medicines,
she said nervously.
That is interesting. None of the other doctors tried that. I shall speak with him. What is her father's name? She said it was Teter. I forgot to ask her last name.
Teter, sorry.
Do not worry. I am sure Teter is not an uncommon... Disgusting it. Do not worry. I am sure Teter is an uncommon name. I shall ask someone to find him.
Princess Moira walked to her mother. She hugged her.
I love you, Mom,
she whispered.
I love you more,
she said quietly, giving her a light squeeze. She pulled away.
Now tell me, what are the conditions of all, for our mines?
The last I checked the mines would be a week ago.
Mom,
she sighed,
the amount of gold is decreasing. Soon we'll be out, and our people will starve even more. I am worried.
The queen closed her eyes as she shivered. She took in a deep breath and slowly let it out. She was afraid this day would come. Those mines had been in the royal family for several generations. In fact, it took her by surprise they lasted this long.
My sweet Moira, I believe it's time.
She opened her eyes to look at her daughter.
You need to marry a prince.
Mosey silently gulped in fear. She couldn't believe it. Now she wouldn't be able to get away with anything. Without thinking, her eyes drooped, and she turned instead of stepping around. Her mother watched her leave the throne room. When she reached her bedroom, she had a determined look. She must have made a plan. She had sent word to the fashion designer about a new cloak in ocean blue. In the note, she told him she wanted a fitting model to see it before taking the cloak. A few hours later, Mr. Tumason and Tanaski walked to the palace. He wondered why Princess Moira wanted a fitting model. He knew she trusted him. Tanaski didn't have the heart to tell him about meeting her. She wanted to see his face for that particular moment. The two entered a waiting hall. Mosey was heading to the throne room while they waited. She saw the fashion designer and a young woman wearing her ocean blue cloak. Mr. Tumason held a folded teal one under his arm.
Come with me.
They did. As they walked in, the princess spoke to her guards.
One of you makes it and all the entrances here are guarded. I don't want anyone coming in while we're talking.
Yes, Your Highness.
The guard headed off to obey her command. She walked in to greet her guests.
You must be the fitting model. I'd like to see a face.
Mr. Tumason hesitated and lifted a finger.
Your Highness, I should warn you.
Before he could finish his sentence, his fitting model pulled back the hood and curtsied. He gulped nervously. He stared at them as they looked at each other.
Hello, Your Highness. How is your mother today?
She is at ease for the moment. She should be speaking with Tita by now.
She smiled.
It is nice to see you again, Tanaski.
What? I don't... What? You...
He stammered with shock. As he fainted, he slumped to the floor. I probably should rephrase that. He slumped to the floor in a faint. Yeah, that's better. I'll change that later. The heiress and the princess giggled.
I hope he is okay. Oh, he is. It will take a while before he wakes.
Tanaski took off the ocean blue cloak.
This is yours, Your Highness. Thank you, Tanaski. As I once said, though, you can say my name. We are friends, after all.
She winked.
We are,
she said with a smile.
I was wondering, what is it like living the way you do?
Mosey gave her an interesting look.
It's okay, I guess. I've lived here for 3 years, and there are still some things that surprises me.
She cocked her head to the side.
I've always thought it would be interesting to be in the palace for a day.
Mosey gasped dramatically.
What if we switched places?
She asked with big eyes, finally asking the question.
Switch places? Moira, that's a bad idea. Why not? You want to know what it's like here, and I want one last taste of freedom before I marry. What? You're getting married?
Mr. Tumason groaned and turned his head. They looked at him.
If you want to do this, we have to change before he wakes.
Tanaski sighed as she thought. She knew this was a bad idea, but she couldn't stop thinking of the opportunity it was as well. What if she forgot something? What if she spilled the beans?
What if she did something that would ruin the princess's reputation? What if someone realized she wasn't the princess? What if... No, this is an opportunity to be a princess. I'll actually get to see why Princess Moira wants to leave, she thought.
Oops, where did I stop? She looked at her friend.
Okay, let's do it. We'll meet in 2 days' time at Mr. Thomason's studio. 2 days at Mr. Thomason's? Are you certain about that? Yes, I am. I'll figure out a way to avoid Ravia if it comes to that. We have to explain everything, though.
For the next 10 minutes, they undressed and changed outfits. The two told each other how they lived. Mr. Thomason woke up right when they finished quizzing themselves.
Remember, Mom is the word. Do not tell anyone unless he or she solved it. Yes, Moira. Your Highness.
Mosey curtsied to her.
I have to remember an answer to that,
Tanaski thought.
You may go, Tanaski, Mr. Thomason,
the heiress said. The princess was squealing on the inside. She couldn't help wondering how long she could fool the fashion designer. She would finally be able to walk around whenever she wanted. As they headed to the fashion studio, Mr. Thomason kept looking around. He realized something had to have happened after he fell unconscious. The designer shifted and squirmed quite a bit to figure out what it could be. Oh, I forgot to do something. Everyone, there it goes. Okay. Remember what I said, Tanaski. People will recognize you as the client I have. You need to keep your head down.
I know,
Mosey whispered. She as well realized she needed to respond to a different name. She hoped she could remember all the names, descriptions, and rooms her friend told her about.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of work, she thought.
She walked to Tanaski's room in the studio. She glanced around in She glanced around in admiration.
He planned for both woman and man. Wow, I had forgotten the amazing talent he has.
Mosey smiled.
When I return, I'll ask for something dazzling. I have been requesting simple clothes once too many.
She opened the drawers and vanity chest. She gaped at all the city clothes Tanaski had.
Ugh, how can I wear these? These are too camouflage.
She gulped nervously.
Well, since we are identical, I suppose they will fit me well enough. Remember, you will have to master everything you were not taught, and that goes double for me,
her friend had told her.
I suppose that means I can't use proper manners. Or step around to turn.
She grinned.
Finally, something I have wanted to do.
Mr. Thomason knocked on her door. May I come in? She cleared her throat while closing the drawers and door.
Yeah, come on in.
As she turned, he opened the bedroom door. He gasped. His left eye twitched and his mouth fell. Mr. Thomason knew what he saw. What? He whispered hoarsely. He stood still for what seemed like a long time. What are you doing, Your Highness? Princess Moira winced as she lowered her head. Sorry. No, yeah, I'm leaving that as is. Are you guys still there? Oh my gosh, I have no idea what happened there. What's going on? Are you guys still there? Oh, I'm sorry. If you heard a whole bunch of beeping, I have no idea what just happened there. It was as if I was getting a call waiting or something. I am so off. Oh my gosh. Okay, where were we?
I'm going to have to cut this short because of that, what just happened there. Okay, where was I? Princess Moira winced as she lowered her head. Your Highness, his voice wavered.
Mr. Thompson, sir, please don't panic. Tanaski and I agreed on this.
You and she have known each other for less than a day. What gives you the right to do this? I could be put in the cells, or worse. Your Highness, you have to go back. She looked at him with wide eyes.
No, I'm not ready to go back. Please, let me stay. She and I are meeting here in 2 days.
As the awkward silence prolonged, Mr. Thomason fumed and thought. He didn't understand why they did what they did. He had to think. And I think I might actually have to cut it here, guys. Gosh, dang it, that was... Oh, okay. I'm really sorry if you guys heard all that noise. I panicked there, and I thought the call dropped. I honestly don't know what happened there. Okay, I'm going to highlight that. Okay, all right. I am already off time, so I hope you all have a great morning. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am saying goodbye with Our Lips Are Sealed by Hilary Duff. I hope you all... Bye, everyone.
Bye.